Oh shit. I forgot to
You know what that is? That's the March Madness dance.
Kenny, you know when I upload the audio version of this podcast,
yeah,
and you don't say anything right after the music stops, yeah, they don't see that you're like dancing? Or doing, yeah.
Yeah, well guess what? If you are a real follower, you're gonna listen to the whole thing. You shouldn't be here to hear, hey, welcome back to another episode of Two Joes and a Pro. As always, you got your host, Kenny, Ryan, and Brian. You guys know that's coming. You already know that's going to be expected. We're almost 3 years into this, right? Or I think we're at 3 years now. You should know that Kenny is going to have some theatrics in the beginning. You should know this. The true followers know. The true fans know, right?
True that.
Say less. Bet that. Anyway. Hey, Brian, what's going on? Ryan's a little bit upset at me, so we'll talk about that later. Brian, what's going on?
I'm not upset.
I'm just playing. I'm being funny. Hey, guys, I'm wearing my Two Joes and a Pro gray shirt. Ryan said it'd be good for, you know, him and Ryan to have the black shirts and for me to have the gray shirt so it can contrast with my skin color. So I thought that was, you know, fitting.
You did not say that.
So I'm glad. You see? Look, gray.
Did you paint that thing on?
Yeah, really?
Is that even a shirt? Anyway. Hey, Tasha put me on this. This is not a medium. This is a 2X.
All right, you're jacked.
Hey, Tasha, I've been doing this thing. Tasha put me on this challenge. She wanted me to run 2 miles every day, right? So I was like, I don't want to do that bullshit. So she bet me. She made a bet. I did it. Surprisingly, the first day, I was like, all right, whatever. But I had a midlife crisis. I'm going to say this before we start the podcast. I had a midlife crisis, right? You're like, a midlife crisis? Kenny, you're only 31. Yeah. I know. But it was a midlife crisis because I'm a competitor, right? I like to compete. And I was in LA Fitness. I got off the treadmill. I'm walking over, and normally I'm like, oh, I see people, they balling in there playing basketball. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm going to go play. And then I look in from outside, I'm looking through the window. These dudes is windmilling, 360. And that was the first time in my life I was like, I ain't got nothing for that, bro. I'm just going to go ahead and grab my bag and go home. And I told myself, I was like, damn, it kind of hurt. It kind of hurt because I was like, you an old head. Like my body hurt watching them jump like that. And I remember I used to be like, let's go, too easy. And now I'm just like, I'm officially an old head. So, Ryan, by the way, there's a pickleball league right by the house.
Where?
It's in Millersville, right by the racquetball, Serena racquetball, right over there.
All right,
we should join, bro. Me and you. Totally. Brian is not going to come down there. We should do it. Like, figure out the time with your schedule because they have it all day.
He had a chance to move near us, and he chose not to.
He did, you know.
You're right, and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
So anyway,
how are you?
Yeah,
he's really not. But I'm dead serious though. Pickleball is like my new thing, Ryan. I think we can get in there. We can get into some doubles. And we could make it happen, bro. That could be like a bro thing, right? Bro love, you know.
You'll be good until Ryan turns his ankle.
That's cool.
As long as I wear a brace, I'll be fine.
That's it. We're gonna make sure he's properly prepared.
I'm gonna wear my Curry's. It's high tops. I'll be good to go.
I'm definitely not turn them in them things.
I'm not turning them in. No, as long as the whole ankle goes, my whole leg goes with it. I'm fine.
We're going to be doubles, bro. If you're doing all that and you're turning your ankle, then we got a problem. That means I'm not doing my part.
You're right. Hey, I forgot to tell you this. I mean, I filed my VA claim, finally. Kenny?
I like that. Hell yeah. Everybody's probably on the podcast like, bro, what? We're not going to talk about sports. Hey, they're talking about pickleball. They're talking about midlife crisis.
I mean, pickleball is a sport.
Yeah, but
like, I had a sleep study.
Sleep apnea. We're talking about VA claims.
I have severe sleep apnea. They said I need a mask. I need everything.
Well, join the group.
It said severe. I don't know how to read it.
Oh, nice.
You'll have to read it.
Yeah,
it said right, it said we'll severe.
We'll talk about it later. We're gonna skip basketball. We're gonna say basketball for a minute because you know March Madness is coming up. Women and men, which should be pretty exciting. Actually, let me say one thing about it. I want your take, Brian, on all the teams or a few teams passing out of the NIT saying that it's not worth their time. What do you have to say about that? You agree or disagree?
I mean, you know me, Kenny. I'm the scrappy type, so I want to play every damn game.
Yeah.
That's my mentality, and I want to show them why I should have been in the tournament.
Yeah.
And win the NIT. That would be my mentality, but I mean, these kids nowadays, they don't all have that mentality, so you kind of have to roll with it.
Yeah, I guess I can see it on both parts, but I think that a competitor is going to always want to go out there and play. Like, right. I think sports in general is now, if at the college level, is being looked like business decisions. Like, oh, I don't need to play because it's not worth my time. School's only getting, for the NIT, they're only making like $4,000, right? And they get everything paid for sure, but it's like, okay, risk at hand. But when you think about it, for the NCAA, they only make $7,000. So what's the difference? If you go to the NCAA tournament or you're playing in NIT, I guess you're going to say, oh, because I'm winning a national championship, but you can win an NIT championship and that has value as well, right? But who am I to judge, right? So anyway, that's all I got for college. NBA, we don't really care about right now. I don't. There's some stuff going on in NBA, but I really don't want to touch on it right now because college basketball is what's the most important thing. So, yeah. Brian, you want something to say NBA or are you good?
No, I'm good.
Celtics suck.
Yeah, right. They're beating the shit out of the Bucks right now. baseball, real quick, did start. Technically, the Dodgers and Padres are playing two games in Korea. They played the first one this morning. They'll play again tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. if you feel like being up for that. If you're not going to be up for that and you still want to put a little something on it, throw it in tonight before you go to bed. That's all I got. The rest of the Major League will start in, I think it's like the 28th, something like that, of March. So we're getting there.
Cool.
That's it. We're not doing hockey this week. I know I said I'd do it week, but we're not. We got March.
What up, Mitch?
Mitch.
Hey, so we going straight to football?
Yeah, we're going to football.
We had our first draft trade. Did you guys see that? The first round pick that was traded?
No.
So the Vikings acquired Houston's one of their second first round picks. So the Vikings now have the 11th overall pick and the 23rd overall pick. So it seems like the Vikings are loading up to try and get further up. They don't have a quarterback on their roster right now. Like they have
they're not getting Caleb Williams. So why even jump up that high where it's going to be Drake May and Jaden Daniels off the board, right?
You're going to be able to get that high.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I don't think you're going to be able to get that high, so just stick where you're at because you'll be able to get Michael Penix or Bo Nix.
Maybe at
11. At 11, look at the board.
They might be liking J.J. McCarthy, though, and they're worried that the rumors about the Giants liking him is true.
That's good. Take the Giants liking J.J. McCarthy because he's trash, dog. What are we talking about?
I hate my life. If they draft him, I'll be done. I'll
as quit. As a winner, yes, I'm not going to take that from him. But, like, as a skill player, what the hell does he do?
You know what I will say? If I hope that this publicity of the Giants liking J.J. McCarthy is true, that in which they don't like him, but they're putting it out there because that fourth and fifth, the Cardinals and who's after the Cardinals? The Chargers, right? Chargers are fifth. So that fourth and fifth spot are right there, prime real estate. So the Giants could be like, hey, we want J.J. McCarthy to try and get people to trade up to 4 and 5, which would then push Malik Nabers or Marvin Harrison to the Giants. That's my hope, but I mean I don't know if that's true.
I mean, that's some real chess moves there. I mean,
what do you mean it's chess moves?
To try and influence the draft like that. I mean, with rumors like that.
I mean, it happens all the time. It happens all the time.
I just don't think who am I?
Hey,
I just don't think it makes sense.
Let's talk to Mitch real quick since he's here. They just got themselves a wide receiver in Hollywood Brown. That's a pretty good the Chiefs. Sorry.
Not everybody knows Mitch, and then he's a Chiefs
fan. I know. I think that's a pretty good pickup.
I think it's an awesome pickup. Somebody that can actually catch.
And he, yeah, someone that can actually catch, and he takes the top off the defense. And they still have Rashee Rice to do the underneath stuff. Not to mention they have Travis Kelce still.
Yeah.
So I love that.
And, I think it's great. And we don't know who they are going to potentially get in a deep wide receiver loaded draft this year, because they can get another prospect that's going to be pretty decent as well.
Oh, yeah.
They might be going after tackle.
Why do you say that?
Because Donovan Smith walked. And they need somebody on the line. And their line was not very good this year anyways.
Yeah, but at 32, who's going to fall to you that low if that's a good offensive tackle? You know what I'm saying?
The tackles are pretty deep in this draft. There's like 6 or 7 in their projected first round. So.
Yeah, but. All right, yes. I'm just looking. It's going to be the 32nd pick, and then they don't get another pick until the end of the second round, and then they are the 95th pick in the third round. So if maybe they're going to get other pieces. I don't know.
But they already proved this year, obviously, that they have enough. They need to protect Mahomes, make sure that he's good.
I think they have enough for this year, but I think as things happen, people are getting faster and more skillful, and you can't just rely on old bodies to get it done. Like veterans can get you so far, but in a league that's getting younger, you need to be getting younger as well. You don't need to be reactive. You need to be proactive. And I think them getting ahead of the curve in a way, like getting some young receivers that can still be groomed by, you know, Travis Kelce, getting that influence, and then understanding what it's like to win. I think that helps out for when Travis Kelce goes out the door, because he is eventually going to go out the door, and Andy Reid eventually is going to retire. All right. That writing is on the wall, because Father Time's undefeated. So you need to kind of set that up ahead of time, I believe. I don't know if Mitch has something to say to that.
Because we have Rice.
Yeah, that's one person.
I mean, they have to continue to build it. Yeah. I mean, I think they could build it with some of their later round dudes, though.
Right.
There are plenty of late guys.
If you have the opportunity to take a premium offensive lineman and have him on the cheap, considering how much linemen are nowadays, I would
do that. Let's see.
Your tackles are probably getting $20 million a year now. Your premium guys.
So you have the top five tackles, all good people. The sixth is 19th rank overall from Georgia. And then after that, it gets into a lot of like iffies. You don't have anybody from a dominant school. Maybe you can try to get a Steeler and that guy from Washington. He's a 74 overall rank, but the Kansas offensive tackle, Yale, Utah, Missouri. Come on, stop it, bro.
It's definitely those top six. And then after that, there is a drop-off.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But the sixth ranked tackle, he's 19th overall graded.
Sure, but that doesn't mean that's where he's going to go. I mean,
I know, but just as much as people take the quarterbacks, you know the tackles are going too.
Yeah, but the tackles are getting pushed in this draft.
Yeah.
You think they're getting pushed back?
Just a little bit. I think receivers are pretty high this year.
Like Joe Alt,
compared to late.
His name is from Notre Dame. Is it Notre Dame?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think he was supposed to be a top five pick. He's not going to be a top five pick unless something weird happens.
You don't think it's going to be a top five?
Three quarterbacks going top three. Then you got wide receiver probably wide receiver. Or somebody jumps up for another quarterback. I really don't see a tackle going anywhere there.
And he's one of the guys in that league that you just got added to, Brian.
Nice.
Yeah. So they have Drake May going to the Commanders. Doesn't make sense. Jaden Daniels going to Patriots. That's interesting. Caleb Williams, top three. J.J. McCarthy getting a projected trade with the Cardinals at four.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm telling you. Right. Drew Rosenhaus is his agent. I told you, I'm convinced that like people that
Drew Rosenhaus is a dog.
He's just getting his name out there.
Yeah. Right. And then you have Marvin Harrison going to the Jets, which if him
it's a projected trade. It's
a trade with the Chargers. Right, but I don't know why we would trade that. We're not trading. If we have Marvin Harrison come to us, that's not happening.
Yeah,
we
want to get Marvin Harrison coming to you. You're not trading that.
And they have neighbors right now, picking up number six to the Giants. Joe Alt is the first one to go. Dallas Turner, Adunzie receiver. They have the Chargers moving back with the Jets just to get that tackle from Oregon State, Fuaga.
I don't know. I don't think you guys move if you just got rid of both your receivers, which I didn't get to cover them. Mike Williams signed with the Jets, so he's not coming back because there was talks about him coming back after Keenan Allen got traded to the Chicago.
Yeah.
If one of those wide receivers is there, you're taking one of them. That's it.
You got Michael Penix going to the Raiders.
That high?
Yeah, at number 13. It's just a mock draft now.
Yeah. Right.
They got a lot of they got tackles coming out. Joe Alt at 7, Fuaga at 10. They have projected at 14 Fashanoa from Penn State. At 16, they have Fatuna from Washington. At 18, they have Lathan from Alabama. Then they have at 20, they have Guyton from Oklahoma. I'm telling you, them tackles is out of there, bro. Then they have Mims going at 25th. And right now they have the Chiefs taking a Don Mitchell.
Texas receiver?
The Texas receiver that won never in the 4 or whatever. 6'5".
When was that last updated, though?
That's pretty recent. That's just them trying to say they're trying to replace.
This was yesterday.
Tyreek Hill. They draft well, those late receivers. I mean, anyone will make
the Mahomes Tyreek Hill.
They got Hollywood
Brown now.
Yeah.
He's pretty fast.
Yeah, I think he miraculously will play better just because he's on the Chiefs and he wants to be
healthy all of a sudden. Yeah. And
just like what's his name?
Mecole Hardman?
Kadarius Toney, right?
No, Kadarius Toney is this.
The Bengals signed Trent Brown to a 1-year deal.
Yeah. That's
good. So that's a good pickup to try and keep Burrow healthy. Jerry Jeudy signed a contract extension for 3 years worth up to $58 million with the Browns. Chase Young just signed a 1-year proven deal with the Saints, and now he's getting neck surgery. But he should be back first in September or for the beginning of the season.
He might be Roy Hibbert. What's his name from Greg Oden? He might be the NFL Greg Oden.
Why you say that?
Just because, like, he came out with so much promise, had a good first year. Everybody's like, damn, he's going to be very dominant. And he has just digressed every year after that. And people still have, like, hope in him. And it's just, like, injury stuff happened on. He's not playing. He doesn't perform. He don't show up. And it's like, we had so much promise for him. And everybody thought he was going to be that guy after his first year. Just like they thought with Greg Oden.
I mean, he can't. In his defense, he played opposite of the Bosa brothers, you know, in college. So,
yeah, and he played opposite of Bosa brother opposite of Nick Bosa, 49ers.
Yeah, he had a good playoff run too.
He finally played 16 games last year. It's not hard when you ain't doing shit. You just running up the field. You ain't making no plays for real. Anyway.
Hey, he still got $11 million. So
he did play 16 games, but he didn't even get 10 sacks. So, right?
Yeah.
I didn't do the math on that quick. So
I mean, half of that was on a really bad team. So,
well, he had more sacks in Washington than he did in San Francisco.
Well, it's because
and he played less games.
Yeah. And you find a way. Anyway.
I think that's it. I'm not going to touch on things that are like legal crap. Like the Lions cornerback, Cameron Sutton.
Yeah, there's like a manhunt for him, right?
Yeah, alleged domestic battery.
Why is it a manhunt for him?
There's a warrant for his arrest, and he's obviously... It's not a manhunt, but...
He's on a run?
According to Brian.
They can't find him. No, I think I read on ESPN that it's like a manhunt for him.
Oh, it's got to be true then?
Right. That's the most, qualified news agency out there.
I saw an article on ESPN about a college player. He just got arrested for potentially poisoning his baby mother and his girlfriend a year ago. The crazy thing about it, though, is he is the one that called 911 and did all that, but they just charged him now, but it occurred a year ago. So I'm thinking, did they not have any evidence? And they're just like, well, he was the only person in there, and it looks like she was poisoned, so it got to be him? Or if he actually did it, because he comes from a lineage of, his dad and his grandfather was, college coaches and things like that, and his dad currently coaches at Texas A&M, and it was, all these different things. So it's bad press out there. But I was talking about this with somebody at work, and they're like, listen, sometimes it happens like that, right? Sometimes the family, not saying I know anything about this case, so, anybody, family members, I apologize. I'm just saying in general. But sometimes they say, hey, a family might be pressing, hey, solve the case. And it's like, okay, cool. We'll just arrest somebody. We'll just arrest him because he was the only person we feel like is there, and he's a potential, suspect, suspect.
Right, but he also could have been guilty, and he tried to cover it up by saying, well, I'm the one that called the cops. I'm the one that tried to get them help. He's just trying to hide in plain sight. You never know. It could be either way.
I don't think.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
You look perplexed.
Because he's messing with his mic. He didn't know what's going on.
You pulled the cord out again, didn't you?
Hey, Brian, since Kenny, while Kenny figures out his technical difficulties, who is the dumber? Yeah,
sorry, bro. The sound was coming through the TV. I mean, not the TV, the computer. I was like, what the fuck is going on? So my bad about that. What'd you say now?
Yeah, what were you going to say, Ryan?
Oh, I was going to ask who's the dumber one in this trade? Is it the Steelers for trading for Justin Fields to be their backup this year and learn on the bench from Russell Wilson? Or is it the Bears for trading it for a fourth round pick or a sixth round pick, fourth round if he plays, depending on playing time?
I don't think they were going to get a better deal because everybody knew. He was going to not be out of there. So they were like, why would we give you anything? We could just get him as a free agent.
It's a stupid trade for the Bears only because you don't know if Caleb Williams is the answer. Because you thought Justin Fields was the answer. So it's like you're going to trade away Justin Fields to restart again because they tell you that this guy is the next one. So you're going to take that chance and say, I'm going to load my team up to give Justin Fields the same chance. But I mean, give Caleb Williams the same chance. But you saw last year what giving Justin Fields pieces did. Granted, I understand what people are going to say. Oh, he missed a lot of throws and all that. But the O-line was terrible. And now you get a better O-line, right? You get the potential of giving them moving back a little bit to get a Marvin Harrison Jr. So now you have a Marvin Harrison Jr. with a Keenan Allen and a DJ Moore and a Cole Kmet and a Swift in the back, right? That's pieces that guys can maneuver around. But now you're putting all the pressure pretty much on Caleb Williams to be like, oh, well, we gave you everything. It's like, yeah, bro, but I'm still a rookie. And I understand what people are going to say. Oh, but Joe Burrow came out and was hit the ground running. But guess what? Joe Burrow did do that. And you can say Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert did that. But guess what? They all had plenty of reps. They all doggone were beyond their time. And they all were on teams that they didn't have to force it. Caleb Williams this year digressed because he had to force it. Is Caleb Williams a senior?
No, he's a junior.
Okay.
Junior.
I mean, look, Kenny, their evaluation process clearly was Justin Fields is not the guy. So if you don't believe that you have the guy, you move on and you try again. That is what you do.
Why didn't they wait till draft day? See who gets desperate, is trying to come up and trade for the 33rd overall pick that they hold. Or I don't know what pick they have in the second round, but like, why don't they try and wait for someone to get desperate? It feels like they settled.
Yeah, they didn't want to get stuck with nothing. That's how that was. They didn't want to get stuck with anything. Exactly. So guess what? People forced their hand because they're like, they're going to have to get off them originally because they don't want to stay with Justin Fields. And you let the cat out the bag too early rather than saying, nah, we're good here. And having people be like, damn, are they going to stay with Justin Fields? Oh, shoot. What do we do? To your point, Ryan, like, let's make a trade for him. And you could get more.
You know why they did it? And this is why they did it. It's because Caleb Williams is a diva prima donna.
Yes.
And they did not want – they knew if they still had Justin Fields on the team, he would come in and be all mad and then probably pull a Eli Manning and not want to go play for the Bears because they didn't get rid of Justin Fields before I showed up. I can't have this guy because I got to have the biggest wang in the locker. Like, it would have been all of that nonsense. So they got rid of him early, which to me, that just rubs me the wrong way about Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I'm saying if you feel like that about a guy, and I'm not going to say perception is reality, but people are perceiving this guy to be that way, right? Then why do you want to deal with that? All the talent in the world has nothing to do with a person that could potentially make or break your team. And if he is this diva and things are not going as well his way, then what makes you think he's going to be successful? What makes you think him being a quarterback in Chicago is going to even work out? When have we ever seen him play in harsh conditions?
This is why I have Jaden Daniels higher. I know he's older, and all the quarterbacks this year are older, but I just can't get around his personality.
Yeah, I think he gets a bad rep just knowing people that know him and things like that. He's a competitor. He likes to go and he likes to, you know, showboat. But I just don't think that Chicago is going to be a fit for him because, yeah, he played in he's from D.C. area and he played here, but it's not Chicago cold. And we never seen him perform in Chicago cold. So with that being said, I would expect a J.J. McCarthy to make more sense than a Caleb Williams just because we have seen J.J. McCarthy play in those harsh conditions. We have seen J.J. McCarthy play on a team with a lot of stars and be able to manage the game from that perspective and win those games and make those throws, right? We haven't – I don't know. We've seen Caleb Williams sling the ball around. Yes, that's true. But we've also seen him sling the ball around in SoCal when it's fucking 70 degrees at the lowest and it's good weather and it's always sunny skies.
The guy rubs me the wrong way. He literally went to the combine and went to the podium and that's it. He didn't do medical testing. He didn't do any weight interviews, nothing. I couldn't draft a guy like that.
I think it's something to say for being different. But at the same time, I want a guy that's a locker room bro as well, right? I don't want a guy that just thinks – I don't want him to be Russell Wilson, right? I got to have my own office. I got to have an office. I got to have a two lockers. Hey, put your stuff in the locker beside me, right? Because I don't have to – like that's what I feel like is happening already, and he didn't even get into the league.
But he didn't – Russ has gotten there because of things that he – like he wasn't like that in the beginning.
But Russ was always like that. If you go watch the Marshawn Lynch, he did the podcast with Shannon Sharp, and he was talking about the team when they were in Seattle. Russ always has been like that. Russ always been a guy where, like Marshawn was talking about, I was trying to get Russ's number, and they were like, oh, you have to talk to Russ's agent, and Russ's agent will give you the number. Huh?
I remember that. But Russ is just, yeah. But in Russell Wilson's defense, he's just a weird dude, but he's not like a weird, selfish dude. He's just a weird guy.
No, he's
how do you not selfish when he says, guys, my door is always open. He has an office on the same floor with the coaches. What are you talking about? He's not selfish.
I don't know. I just think that's weird. That's just a weird guy.
That's a weird guy. To the point where he thinks that he's at the same level where he deserves his own office with the rest of the coaches.
I don't know what that's about. I don't know what Pete Carroll.
Did Tom Brady have this guy to do?
Well, I mean, Tom Brady had his
own fitness center.
he had his own fitness center because it worked.
Yeah. Yeah,
and he had his own training program, right? Because they didn't want, like, oh, we don't want, you know, him. And I get that. Your own trainer, I preference. I get that. I don't get some of the antics that goes on. It's allowed in NFL. If it's not,
I mean, Tom Brady just did it in a nicer way.
Does Patrick Mahomes have his own office? Drew Brees have his own office?
I don't know.
Did Manning have his own office? Did Eli Manning have his own office?
I don't know. Did they?
No. They didn't.
Eli Manning had his own coloring station. Okay.
Hey. They had to lock the crayons out because he eat them. All right. There's nothing else going on in football. I guess we think the Bears are stupid for that trade.
I do, but I don't.
I mean,
I'd rather let him rot on the fucking team.
I'd rather let him ride 1 year, pause, let us see if it works out. Get Marvin Harrison, doesn't work out. I load up and get a real deal quarterback that I know is proven. And I say, hey, guy, guess what? Yes, I know Chicago. Yes, I know we've been losing, things like that. Yeah, but guess what I got? I got nothing but weapons around for you.
I know.
And now you can come here.
They already gave him 3 years.
Yeah, we gave him 3 years. And guess what? I'm going to give you four because I'm going to wait and see if you can make it happen. This is your last try. If you can't, guess what? We're going to get a quarterback that wants to come and is going to produce.
Here's the problem, Kenny. They're at number one now, and not because of their own record. It was because they traded with the Carolina last year. So
that's fine.
The likelihood of them having the number one overall pick again is very, very seldom.
Tell me the last number one overall pick that worked out.
I mean, that's fair. Let's go back a few years because I don't think Trevor Lawrence is it. Baker Mayfield didn't pan out very well.
Did Wilson pan out?
I mean, those quarterbacks
Baker's doing great.
Huh?
Baker's doing great.
Yeah, sure.
He's on his third team.
He's a starting quarterback, but is he the guy that you thought you were getting at number one? No.
Let's see. In 2022, Trayvon Walker, that's at the Jaguars. The year before that, Trevor Lawrence. We will give the asterisk by Joe Burrow. That worked out.
Yes, that did.
Kyler Murray, did that work out?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe, right? Baker Mayfield, did that work out? He's not on the Browns. Nah, he's not on the Browns. Who else? We have Myles Garrett. That worked out. Jared Goff. Mm-hmm. Jameis Winston.
I mean, Goff has kind of worked out.
Goff is a starting quarterback. I mean, he's not.
He's working out right now, but before everybody put a fork in Goff, I don't want to pick Goff up. He's trash.
He's in the Super Bowl. They're in the Super Bowl. Quarterbacks
get drafted higher than they should.
Jameis Winston.
No, he was James blind Winston. After his
touchdown
career.
Machine, baby. Touchdown machine.
So Andrew Luck, to a point, but he retired early. Cam Newton. To a point.
For a few years.
Short few years, he was the guy. Sam Bradford. No. Let's laugh about it.
No. All right, Matthew, now you're too far back.
Matthew Stafford did his part. Jamarcus Russell.
No.
Alex Smith.
Winner.
Eli Manning. Carson Palmer. David Carr. Michael Vick. Tim Couch. Peyton Manning.
Okay, we get it.
Drew Bledsoe.
Kenny, we
Jeff
got it.
George.
We got it.
Are we gonna go back to the 70s? Like, how?
I'm gonna keep going because what it shows you is that the statistics is not in your favor if you draft the quarterback first.
Right, but if you go back through all of those and you actually look at, were they the best quarterback in that draft? Because that's the kind of the key. If you're gonna wait another year to get a quarterback, you want to get the best one. If you're gonna wait and do that,
you have to keep swinging when you're those teams. Because okay, when you well, don't swing, your team's like the Browns who miss out on Josh Allen.
Okay, so you swung, right? And you didn't take Josh Allen, you took Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
That's your fault. Okay, the next year you said, okay, Kyler Murray. Who was in that draft?
I don't know.
Okay.
What draft year, is that? 20?
That's 2019.
I don't recall any good quarterbacks in that draft. But.
Well, we're about to find out right now. Kyler Murray, number one. Next quarterback, Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones.
Oh, yeah. And Dwayne Haskins.
All right. Dwayne Haskins.
Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah. I mean, but at least let's just say.
But Kyler if you Murray waited, you can get Joe Burrow next year. You wait, huh? You get Joe Burrow next year.
They don't guarantee that they're going to have Drew Locke. Pick. That's my point, Kenny. You have to have the number one pick to get the guy. They think Caleb Williams is the guy that got a strike now.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm done. I'm off of it.
Are you?
I yeah, feel I'm done.
Like you are.
Yeah, I
listen, I disagree. I don't like, you know, like, I don't. If I was running the Bears, Caleb Williams would not be the guy. I would want to do the same plan you want to do, Kenny. But their evaluation clearly states that they believe.
Wait, if you own the own the franchise right now, what are you doing? You own the first overall pick. What are you doing?
Me? I would have kept Justin Fields, and I would have traded back. I would have traded like the Patriots and be like, hey, you guys want Caleb Williams? And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Patriots fan. I'm saying then they could still get Marvin Harrison or Neighbors
or Malik Neighbors
or the best tackle in the draft, whoever they wanted.
Because I'm telling you, it's not going to be a hard sell the next year for free agent quarterbacks to say, hey, we have DJ Moore, Cole Kmet, Swift, Neighbors or Marvin Harrison and Keenan Allen.
I know, but most of the time you're not going to get a premium quarterback on the market.
Okay.
The best, like, look at this year. The best was Kirk Cousins. I mean, he's decent, but has he won anything?
But if you gave Kirk Cousins, that team, you'd be okay.
I mean, he just came from the Vikings. He had Justin Jefferson for a few years. Never did much. He had at one point Adam Thielen, Stephon Diggs. Didn't do much. Like, they went to the playoffs, but he always choked.
The Bears ain't never been to the playoffs. Like, they never been to the playoffs, right? Like, in the last few years. We're not talking about, oh, they made it to the playoffs. They haven't been there.
I know.
They've been the laughing stock of that division.
Only going to get you so far. That's all. You're not going to get a premium quarterback on the market.
I hope Caleb Williams get them to the Super Bowl so I can just shut up. All right.
I hope that they don't. Go ahead.
Let's just get straight to the you know, the main course meal. We have March Madness. It starts tomorrow. Most people, for all you guys that are business owners, I apologize ahead of time. Your numbers are going to be down. Your revenue is going to decrease a little bit because people are not going to get any work done. That's just what happens in March Madness. And for the people that are trying to do fill out brackets, we have a bracket going on right now. I guess
can I link it?
Put the link in there. Jump in there. We have something going to the winner. Trying to see if it's going to be.
Talk about what I get last year.
You don't get nothing for being in it, running it. So we'll have it running there. We'll have something to the winner. But also, I wanted to touch on a little bit on what to prepare for and kind of give, you know, Ryan and Brian's take on what they think of some of the teams. So starting at the round of 64, that's the first round in the East. You have Connecticut versus Stetson, Florida Atlantic, Northwestern, San Diego State, UAB, Auburn, Yale, BYU, Duquesne, Illinois, Morehead State, Washington and Drake, and then Iowa State and South Dakota State. I don't know if Brian has any teams that he wants people to be on the lookout for, but I think for upsets, you can definitely look at that San Diego State and UAB game. I think that UAB, the way I watched them lately, they have been playing pretty well. They have been scoring points, and San Diego State is kind of iffy, right? Some days San Diego State is on the money, and they've been playing hard, and then other days it's hit or miss, right? So I think that's a game that might get a little bit sticky. I also am interested on Brian's take on this Morehead State. Or is it Morehead? I think it's McNeese State.
That's on the other side of Brian.
That's on the other side, yeah. And then the Northwestern Florida Atlantic game, I think that's going to flip-flop either way, depending on if Bowie shows up. If Bowie shows up.
It depends if Bowie's teammates show up, because Bowie scored like 35 points the last game they played, and they still lost.
That is a true statement. Sorry. he does perform well. But I'm saying, like, normally when he takes over, they normally win, besides the last game. But normally when he takes over, because for some reason he turns unstoppable. Yeah, there. And then I think my dark horse in this bracket is going to be Auburn. I think they match up well with Connecticut if they get that far. I think they match up well with Connecticut. So that's kind of like my dark horse there. And then who I have getting out is either going to be Iowa State or Auburn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kenny, I mean, I'm not saying that this is how my bracket's set up, mm-hmm. but I would not be surprised if Iowa State lost the first round.
To South Dakota State?
Yeah, the Jackrabbits, they can shoot the ball, man. Yeah. And that's how you beat a good defense, is being able to shoot. So, and Iowa State isn't a premier offense. They rely heavily on their defense. They are like the top three in the country in defense. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, that could be one of those games where you could hammer the spread and South Dakota's going to cover. I think it's going to be a close game.
Okay, if we're talking about betting, I can understand that. But if we're talking about winning the game, I don't know. I think the way Iowa State looked at the end of the Big 12 championship, it was a little scary, right? On a Houston team that has more than five or six shooters, and they were just swarming them. So, like,
I know, but it's different. When you're playing your own conference, it's different. Those games are always different.
I get it. But when you have a swarming defense, what – other team in that division, South Dakota State, I forgot what division they're in, even in. What other team is swarming like that on defense? They never seen that before. So I get you said about the shooting. Has Iowa State seen the shooting? I would say yes, because Houston had shoots like that. But, you know, there's neither here nor there.
We'll see. I'm just giving people little things, upsets to look out for.
Okay. So we'll keep that on the radar. I didn't
pick them to lose. I'm just saying. It's a possible
betting wise
bracket buster.
Betting wise, that's where we're going with, huh?
Yeah, I think I'll be taking the spread on that one if I'm betting it.
Okay. But,
another team. So one team that I'm really high on out of there is BYU.
BYU. I know he's going to say. I think
give me the Mormons. Okay, they can shoot the ball. They play pretty good defense at times.
Jump soap, baby.
They score a lot of points, dude. So I'm telling you, but they're good enough to beat any team in the country. They are inconsistent.
They're inconsistent. So, and the thing that scares me is when they're not playing at home, they look totally different. And I don't know if they're going to get shell shocked a little bit being in the bright lights. That's the only thing that scares me.
You could say that about a lot of teams, though. Being away from home for a lot of teams, it's different.
Yeah, but BYU has looked bad on the road. Like a lot of teams have struggled, but BYU has looked bad, and like they're getting blown out. So I don't know. Their style of play is a little old school to me. But to your point, if their shooters are knocking shots down and they have a rhythm, it's very hard to stop them. And they kind of remind me of like a St. Mary's team, right? That kind of style of play. But yeah. All right, getting into we're gonna move to the round of 64 in the West. Sorry, still round of 64. So you got North Carolina.
Oh, you don't want to know what I want. No, fine. It's fine. Fuck you.
What'd you got?
No, it's fine. I'm good.
Oh, okay. I said anybody can interject, right? So I'm going to speed it up a little bit. North Carolina, Wagner, Michigan State, Mississippi State. We got St. Mary's, Grand Canyon, Alabama, College of Charleston, Clemson, North New Mexico, Baylor, Colgate, Dayton, Nevada, and then Arizona State, Long Beach State. Ryan, who do you have? Do you have any upsets in that bracket?
Wait, which was this, Wes?
This is Wes.
In the first round, who I got upsetting?
Any?
Nah, you don't want to know.
Go ahead.
Grand Canyon.
Yeah, I have that too.
A lot of people have that.
I have been getting upset at St. Mary's. They score a lot of points.
No, they do. A lot of people think that St. Mary's chokes in the bracket. Yeah. So in the tournament, I mean.
And then New Mexico.
Yeah, I have them too.
Yeah, New Mexico's still really hot. That's not technically a upset though, because they are favored.
Yeah, which is weird, right? They're the 11th seed, but their favorite gets the 6th seed. But I get why.
They're like a 3-point favorite, I think.
Yeah,
and Nevada.
I said to Nevada too, just because the Mountain West people just if you sleep haven't on. Watched basketball, you're right. Going to sleep on your bracket picks for Mountain West.
A lot of people are sleeping when Mountain West plays, so they don't ever see these teams, and they're just like, that's true. They just write them off.
I have
New Mexico in my Final Four.
What?
I mean,
okay, yeah, all right. He might be on. That's one of the things that'll get you far though.
Yeah,
because you.
I'm gonna be honest. I don't give a shit. I'll tell you my Final Four. I don't.
No. It's fine. It's just that if they make it that far though, you're probably guaranteed to win.
Yeah, because they have Jamal Mashburn. They have a couple NBA players' son, Jamal Mashburn Jr., House's son. They have one of their brothers. What's his name from New York? One of their little brothers is on the team. Rick Pitino Jr. is the coach, right? Yeah. So it's like, if you don't know about New Mexico, you definitely got to put that on your radar, because they are a team they'll be watching out for. And St. Mary's plays defense, but so does New Mexico. But New Mexico has played against Colorado State, played against Nevada, played against Utah State, teams that do play defense as well, and they still score. They just have bona fide scores. One-on-one, doesn't matter. They have the scores. So,
yeah, everybody likes those 12-5 upsets, which is why a lot of people are in Grand Canyon this year.
Yeah.
It's understandable. But a lot of those 12-5 upsets have actually become more of the 11-6 has been the one.
And then I think, the Dayton, Nevada, cool. I think my team, I don't know Ryan or Brian, but I think my team getting out of there, I think that I want to believe that North Carolina is going to do their thing, go Hills, but I think that Alabama is going to push the needle. The only reason I say that is because the teams that they're playing against, if they play against a Grand Canyon team, it's not big defense. This is going to be a scoring matchup. And Alabama, when they don't play teams as heavily defensive, they can score. So that's only my take there. I think Alabama might get to the Elite Eight.
Why I have Bama losing to New Mexico.
Okay. We get into the around the South. We got Houston, Longwood, Nebraska, Texas A&M, Wisconsin, James Madison, Duke, Vermont. We have Texas Tech and NC State, Kentucky, Oakland, Colorado, I believe, one. I'm not sure. That playing game is not done yet. It's going on right now versus Florida. And then we have Marquette versus Western Kentucky. I think teams that you have to look out for is this is going to throw some people off. But I don't know if – what's his name? Kozak is coming back from
– Tyler Kolick.
Kolick is coming back from Marquette. If he's not – look at the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, dog.
Yeah. Yeah, that's possible. So, yeah, you want to look at the game time decision on Kolick. And even if they say he's not 100%, it might be worth at least a spread.
I mean, yeah, because the Hilltoppers, their stretch of schedule is not high, but they score. They are good on the offensive boards, which is going to challenge, some things. They have defense, which they're ranked top. So that's probably going to be an under game. But I'm looking at that game. I'm looking at the NC State-Texas Tech game just because NC State, the DJ brothers, they're not brothers. They're just both names of DJ. They have been playing well. DJ Burns, and I forgot the guard name. And they're no slouch. And I know Texas Tech likes to play a little defense, and they're lengthy and like to run up the court. But NC State is kind of on a little heater right now, and those are always the teams to look out for. And then I'm curious on you guys' take. I have a couple more, but I'm curious on you guys' take.
I'll tell you the winner of my bracket's coming out of this region.
Okay.
I have my champion,
Houston. So
I'm not spoiling it for the fans.
Yeah, okay, my bad.
And I don't anybody just picking my winner, so then I can't win.
Okay, cool. And then I don't know what people – I've been
you can pick my winner, guys. Here, I've been so UConn.
I've been hearing people say James Madison and Wisconsin, and I'm like, I don't understand that. I get James Madison started out the year hot and things like that, but if you haven't seen how Wisconsin looked in that Big 12, I mean the Big 10, they look like they're finding their stride. And that's a team that I think potentially could make it to the Elite Eight, or at least make it to the Sweet 16, because they're going to have their hands full if they play against against Houston, because I do think that they're strong enough to beat Duke. So that's kind of like my take on that.
So I will say this.
They're going to choke.
Not a lot of people will probably be on this because Vermont is not the best Vermont team that they've had in the last few years, but I believe that Vermont is going to upset Duke.
You think so?
Round. Yeah, I think they're going to get Filipowski into some foul trouble, and when he's not on the floor, Duke is not the same team.
Yeah.
And Vermont does not turn the ball over a lot. They can they got four guys that can shoot threes. I mean, they're going to be a problem for Duke. And right now it's an 11.5-point spread,
which doesn't make sense.
I'm hammering that. So, but that's an upset alert.
Okay. Ryan, you have anything?
No.
Okay. So the last bracket is going to be the Midwest. We got Purdue versus Grambling State because they just won. You got Utah State, TCU, Gonzaga, McNeese State, Samford versus Kansas, South Carolina, Oregon, Creighton, Akron, Texas versus Colorado State, and then Tennessee versus St. Peter's. So I will start with you guys. Do you guys see any upsets?
Oh, I've got two.
Okay, who you got?
I've got whatever this school is, McNeese.
Mm-hmm.
And I have Samford beating Kansas.
Really? I could see Kansas losing as well because they're going to be without McCullers. But I
totally knew that.
I think they're going to squeak out the first round. But that's as far as I got them going.
Yeah, I don't have them squeaking out the first round because Samford scores a lot of points. And right now, how they looked in the tournament, they got dog walked by Texas Tech. And then they look trash versus Houston, and them having McCullers not being there. And also, I don't know if what's his name going to be back. What's the lefty from Michigan? Guy? Yeah, I thought he messed his shoulder up. He dislocated his shoulder. Yeah,
he's supposed to play.
Oh, he's supposed to play? Okay.
Dickinson.
That's it. So I don't know how it's going to happen, but I know right now Kansas, this is definitely not the best Bill Self team. They're struggling to find themselves. I will be thoroughly surprised if they make it deep, but we'll see because the Samford team, the spread, if you look at the spread, is 7.5. And one of the things that is Samford's strong point is three points. So shooting three-pointers, they're top 20 shooting accuracy and shooting three-pointers. And I understand – people are going to be like, hey, well, Kansas is going to be bigger and this and that and all these other things. But normally you see the teams that go, the smaller schools that go play in these bigger moments, they have guys on their team that just got balls of steel. They just show up in big time moments and they can just shoot the ball and they get real hot and get streaky. And they feel like this is my time to shine. I got overlooked. And I think that's what you're going to see there. And then I agree, you know, McNeese State. Gonzaga is a good team. Don't get me wrong, but McNeese State they have some dogs down there. So I think I forgot the coach from LSU. He's over there now, but they got some players. They got some guys they got from the transfer portal. Their record right now they're 30-3. Yeah, they're playing in the Southland, but they definitely shoot 3 points well. And then you know on how he had them at LSU, defense has always been a top thing, and they're doing this there, right? So. I think my dark horse team to make it out. I am not a Purdue believer. Every time I believe in Purdue, they always fail me. So I'm not going to change it. I'm going to change it now and not go with Purdue. I think that my team that people should look out for is definitely going to be, a Creighton team, potentially,
yes!
potentially Texas, depending on if they, can get through Colorado State because I do think that's going
to
be.
No, they're losing to Colorado State, bro. Have you not seen my bracket?
Oh, okay. So I was like, they didn't even play yet.
I got the script already, guys.
Potentially that the Tennessee game, Tennessee's a team that I don't really know how to put my thumb on them. I don't know what exactly they're gonna do because there's times
they're gonna lose to Colorado State too.
Oh, you got Colorado State going deep.
Damn.
I have them losing versus Virginia. They were playing good because the Colorado State guard is really good. And the way they play, and they can scoop, they can score inside out, they play good defense. That's interesting, right? I think for me, it's going to be – that game is going to be the bracket buster. Right? You know how it's always a year that, okay, I got mine right here, I got that one right, and then you go to one and it's all red? I think this the Midwest is going to be the bracket that everybody's shit is all red. Because I so. You think it's going to be a smooth breeze?
No, I think – well, I think that the East is going to be the worst. The UConn bracket I think is going to be the worst because – you have three of the final four contestants from last year in that bracket. I mean, Auburn is ridiculously good. We already talked about Iowa State a little bit, how good that they can be. That bracket is a brawl. Like, people so that, are not going to consistently pick the right winners on that bracket.
I understand that, but I think that this bracket is a sleeper in the sense of you got a Utah State team versus TCU. So if you haven't been watching the Mountain West, Utah State can definitely beat Purdue. Then you have a McNeese State potentially upsetting Gonzaga. But if Gonzaga makes it through, they could play Samford if they upset them or potentially Kansas. That's kind of wonky. Then people are going to go with South Carolina because South Carolina's kind of showed up. But Oregon just won the Pac-12, and they're no slouch, right? The Creighton-Akron game, I don't know if that's even a game going to be, but the Texas-Colorado State, Texas is an interesting team just because they have been looking good as of late, and they are long across the board. They have a lot of length, and they got people that can score. So you can get a Texas team to where they look good towards the end of the season, or you can get the inconsistency in a Texas team. So it's kind of like, to me, it's a hit and miss, and it's the same thing with Tennessee, right? Like, what Tennessee team are we going to see? The Tennessee from the beginning of the year when they look like, oh, my God, they are a Final Four contender, or the Tennessee towards the end where they kind of flip-flop? And I feel like that inconsistency in the bracket for so many teams is in any given game, right? So the first the round of 64 might be good, but then they go to 32, the team might look like themselves at the end of the year, and it might flip-flop. So, but I could definitely see what you mean, though, about the South. I would ask you guys who your Final Four team, but I'll leave it there. Who do you guys think is a sleeper potentially? You might not necessarily have them put in there, but you could see them making it to the Final Four.
I like McNeese State a lot in that bracket.
To make it to the Final Four?
Yeah. They're that kind of team. Yeah. I don't have them.
But if they did happen, I'd be like, damn.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like, they could be this year's FAU.
I can definitely see that happening. It has to align right.
And speaking of FAU, I also think that they could also make another run this year. That
no, they're not good, bro.
They are.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Bro, I've been watching.
Remember, they're playing in a harder conference this year, so they took some.
The AAC? Stop it.
It's better than what they were in.
How you figure?
What do you mean how I figure? They were in the what was
Who's
it?
Who's this?
FAU.
They're in the Sun. Atlantic Sun.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that the same teams that were there before kind of pretty much just moved over. It was the good teams that were in AAC left. Cincinnati left. UCF left. Like, they all went to the Big 12. So they have North Texas, UAB, like all those teams were in the ASA and they just moved over. Or the, not just Conference USA, sorry. It was Conference USA and they moved over. So anyway, that's all I have. I put a big parlay in BK Bets if you guys are tracking there. I think that me and Brian still have been on a heater. I hit a 16-er last week as well. So I don't know. I have nothing to say there.
I don't know. I was slamming it last two nights. So let's go.
Yeah. So
and tonight I'm broke even for the night and I still got more to go.
Okay. Well, so. as always guys, we appreciate the love and support. please enjoy your March Madness. This, to me, is one of the best times of the year. This NFL playoffs, it's kind of like the two best times of the year. College football playoffs, like, kind of the best times of the year. And is Ryan awake? I don't know, Casey. He's on snooze right now. But not. Here. He's here. He's just it. So I definitely am looking forward to it. I hope you guys are safe and when you're betting, safe with your drinking, and don't get caught watching at work. So anyway.
Oh, I'm watching at work.
Oh, for sure. It's going. I might not get any work now for the next 2 days, but that's not surprising.
Might be maximized on my screen. Like,
oh, it's the Players Championship was maximized on my screen last week. I'm trying. Shout out to Scotty Scheffler.
Can we have multiple ones going at work?
I don't know if you can have multiple streams. I don't know. I might just log into YouTube TV and put it on my.
Oh no, I don't do that, Kenny.
Why not?
Why not?
Because that's on the like no.
What's the difference between YouTube and YouTube TV?
I log into my YouTube.
Oh, I don't do any of that. Come on now.
I'm all in my shit.
Well, the shit Brian looks at on YouTube though on his profile probably shouldn't be known by our work.
might be some gambling stuff on there, you know.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
How to gamble with your last $2? You know what I'm saying?
Turn $2 into $2,000.
Turn $2 into $20,000. 100x bet.
Follow Kenny's bets.
Put a 40, yeah, for sure. Follow Kenny's bets. Put string up two of Kenny's bets together, and you'll be sure to make $20,000.
Yeah, you just gotta pick the right one.
All
right,
that's it. Anyway, my bad. You gotta go. All right, guys. We'll appreciate the love and support. See you next week. Follow us. Jonah, join the bracket. Fill it out, and we'll have something for you guys for the winter. Peace.
Good luck. Later.